Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Big changes with Kelly and Anthony last week. Anthony decided that he hated America.
You are the worst.
He wanted to become Canadian.
Okay, well, let me clear that up. Absolutely wrong. I am an honorary Canadian citizen just for the duration of the World Series.
Because okay.
I thought, you know, maybe I'll be a Dodger fan. And Kelly said, no way. Nah. And I said, okay, I'll show you. I'm going north. So I became a big fan of Canada. And I drove my wife crazy because I've been using Canadian terms through the roof.
Are there actual slang words?
There's actual ones, and I put them in every sentence now. So I'm gonna quiz you on a couple of these.
Oh gosh.
America has their double-double, you know, the burger.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What is the Canadian double-double?
It doesn't matter, it's not as good.
Okay. It's a coffee with two creams and two sugars.
That's not even a burger.
When you go to order, you double-double. That's what you get. Coffee.
No meat in Canada.
Here's kind of an easy one for you. You know what a Canuck is?
Isn't it a bird?
Yeah. It's a Canadian.
Oh. Wait, hold on. So the Vancouver Canucks, the hockey team, they're just Canadian people?
That's a great question because on their jersey, there's like some sort of whale. I don't want to get into the logistics because I don't know what the real answer. I don't want to look dumb in front of my Canadian friends. Here's one more for you. In America, you think Mickey, it's...
Yeah, Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, well, a Mickey up north is a small bottle of liquor.
Oh, isn't that the cheap liquor that they sell at the liquor store?
It might be, but I was hoping to reel you in with that one. I thought you might want to be Canadian after I talked alcohol.
No, I like Tito's. Thank you.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I see dead people.
If you have seen a ghost, you are actually in the majority. 60% of Americans say that they have had some type of interaction with a paranormal spirit.
Yeah, I've been there.
Have you?
Yeah. I remember vividly as a kid. And maybe a teenager. I was sleeping, and I had woken up, and I was kind of like peeking, and I saw a little girl standing at the foot of my bed. And I was like, oh, and I pulled the covers up over me because, you know, that always protects you. And I kind of peeked again, and she was still there. And then finally, like, I fully opened my eyes, and she was gone.
Why is it always a little girl? Because I vividly remember that, too, as a child.
You had one, too?
Yes. Foot of the bed. You see, like, it was almost like the white glowing, like, not an actual person. Like a white spirit?
Yeah, same chick.
Ah, she gets around, huh?
Move on, quick.
We actually did a ghost hunting here at K-Frog, and they took us to a mortuary in Riverside.
Oh.
And they had all the gear and everything. And I'm kind of a skeptic, so I was like, well, let me hold it. And I will tell you, I did not move anything, and everything was moving and answering questions to the point I was terrified by the point when we left. I'm like, sage me down, because I don't want to take any of this stuff home. Got home, took a shower, washed my hair, like, ugh, like I had that kind of feeling.
That's what I worry about going and doing those things, because I don't want a spirit following me back.
Right?
My wife would be pissed. She'd be so mad.
I didn't make enough dinner for everybody.
Oopsies.
But like my little one, Colt, I swear he sees things.
You've told me that before.
And especially at the last office, our Colton office, we always kind of thought it was haunted because there were things that happened there that there was no explanation for. But we used to have a security camera that was down the hall, and he was in the studio with me one day, and he's like, oh, mommy, there's somebody in the hall. And I looked, and I was like, no, there's not. And he's like, you don't see him?
Whoa.
Right? Little chilling.
Have you taken him to like a psychologist or anything? Like, has anybody even like diagnosed him as a ghost seer?
I don't think you get a diagnosis for
you
that.
Might.
But they say kids are more like open to it.
Can he talk to them? Has he ever said like, mommy, so and so said whatever?
You think I'm going to ask those kind of questions? I don't want to know the answer to that.
Talk to your son.
Well, I talked to my son.
Communicate with
but
him.
But I don't want to talk about ghosts.
I want to know if he has that, what are those, like the mediums that talk to, yeah. Seeing him is one thing. Getting info out of him is another.
I don't know. That's a little terrifying.
Give me his number. I'll call him.
He doesn't have his own phone. You're good. Are you part of the 60%? Have you had some type of paranormal event happen in your life.
Yeah, freak us out this morning. 1-888-431-3764. You could text or call. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
The IE is proving these stat right. 60% of Americans have had some form of interaction with a paranormal activity. Tammy in Victorville, can you tell us a little bit about your story? Do you have one?
I do. It's actually a kid at the foot of my bed as well. It was Christmas time and my son and I spent the night at mom's house with Idle Creek, and my son stepped on the bed next to my bed and I kept hearing like, mom, mom, and then I felt a tap on my foot, so I thought my son had woke up. Well, I sat up and there was a little boy at the very edge of the bed. Totally freaked me out because I looked down and my son's still laying there. And then when I looked back up to see if the little boy was still there, he was gone.
Ew.
Why do they always try to get us when we're sleeping? Why is it the bedroom that the ghost tried to...
It's freaky. It's freaky because my mom also heard children playing like at 2 o'clock in the morning. So she thought my sister's kids... We're outside, so she opened the window, there was nobody there.
Ew, that's weird when, like, multiple people will hear the same thing.
Yes, I never stood up at mom's house to get a Lido freak, ever.
Sorry, Mom, you got to come stay with us.
Freaky stuff. Text message from the 909 says, in my house, we've had a fan spin with the power switch in the off position. We've had bread come off the shelf halfway from across the kitchen. It's that. Do you remember the movie Paranormal Activity when that came out? The trailer itself spooked me for months. When things like that have doors shut and things happen without nobody touching them, I can't do that.
But stories like that I hear, and I get houses are expensive, but I would be out of that house so fast.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I don't think I'd be able to sleep. Listen to this one from the 951. It says, I went to a customer's house to give an estimate. I was in the bedroom and I swear I saw a guy in a hat. She ended up telling me, oh, my husband passed away 10 years ago. She sent me a picture of him, and it was the same guy in the hat that I saw. Needless to say, there was no deal done. I did not go back to that house.
Passed away, but he's still living there.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, do you have one of these freaky ghost stories? What happened to you? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony, and no, we are not okay.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
As much as I love Halloween, I'm almost ready for it to be over with. This last 2 weeks alone, my little one, Colt, who's 6 years old, has slept in my bed 2 times because something that he saw has freaked him out. And we're not watching like scary movies or anything, but I think it's just everything around and the spookiness of Halloween.
I think my daughter's the same way. We go to Lowe's and you have all the 20-foot decorations, the werewolves, the witches, and I think she catches a glimpse of them and all of a sudden she wants me to hold her and she shuns away. And I think that carries on throughout the night.
Right.
And every night for like the past 3-4 nights, she's crawling into our bed.
And then I have my 10-year-old, Carter, and he's on the verge of like, I want to watch these scary movies. And I'm like, well, we can't because little brother's already freaked out enough as it is just in general. But he's like, no, can we watch Scream? Because I told him last week he's Ghostface for Halloween. And I told him that's from the movie Scream. He thought it was from the video game Fortnite. And he's like, well, can I watch it? I haven't watched Scream in forever. So I'm like, I don't even remember if it's appropriate. And at 10 years old, you might still be a little too young for like full-blown scary movies.
Yeah, he's for sure be in your bed too.
I don't have room for 2 kids and my husband.
I'm not bigger bed. I'm not a scary movie goer either. What's the Freddie Mercury? Freddie Krueger. One with the claws.
Is that Nightmare on Elm Street?
I think so. Yeah, that was on TV. I was scrolling and that was on TV. I was like, oh. And then I quickly changed the channel because there's no reason for me to watch those. I get so freaked out, I cannot see any of that.
I was talking with a friend over the weekend, and her boys too, Ghostface because of Fortnite. And she goes, so we actually let them start to watch Scream. And she goes, it's so old that it's not really that scary anymore, where they can kind of separate the two. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready to expose Carter to that because I don't know if I'm ready to have another kid in my bed.
I think 10's a little young. I think let him get a little older and maybe show him one of those older, scarier movies. Mm-hmm. Like I saw Jaws and everyone was like, oh, you'll never want to get back in the water. But I could tell it was so poorly made because it was so old.
Right.
It's not like they make the movies now. So maybe start him off with one of those, but not for a handful more years.
What is the right age to let your kids start watching scary movies? And what is maybe a good beginner good scary movie? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. I don't know if this is just a case of me being an overprotective mom or what, but when it comes to scary movies, my 10-year-old has not seen any yet, despite being Ghostface for Halloween and not knowing that it was from the movie Scream. Which blows my mind.
Your son, Carter, is 10, mm-hmm. and he's asking to watch scary movies, and you're thinking, oh, maybe not yet, because it's still a little young. The amount of text messages that are rolling in of people saying their kids younger than 10 have been watching scary movies.
I'm definitely not the cool mom.
A little concerning.
Well, I mean, if your kid can handle it, nobody knows your kid better than you. And I think that's what it, I'm like, but Carter, you're going to put on a front right now and be like, I can watch this. And then, you know, 2 hours into you falling asleep, it's going to be like, Mom, can I talk to you?
But how do you know if the kid's going to be able to handle it? What do you decide? You got a five-year-old sitting there. All right, here we go. Let's watch Jason versus Freddy, whatever the movie is. And you just play it out to see what happens.
I don't know. I feel like with Carter, at least, it will definitely be probably a couple more years before I let him watch a scary movie. Robin Menifee, do you have some advice on this? When is the right time to let your kid watch a scary movie?
I think it's a difficult question. My 9-year-old couldn't even watch Shark Week or Jaws. It just, she is not that way. But my 14-year-old, she's been watching horror movies since she was probably like 9 or 10 years old, and she is a horror fanatic.
Really? What was the movie you started her with, though?
I think we started with the Scream franchise, and then she kind of snowballed into everything I refuse to watch because I hate scary movies. So I think it just depends on the kid, whenever their maturity really kicks in or when they could really separate fake from reality.
There it is, the maturity. I think that's the part where, God love Carter, but I don't think he could separate that and be like, wait, that wasn't real.
No, too scary, too young. Shout out to the 714 for getting on me for saying that Jaws was poorly made. It was.
Not in its day.
Now, in its time, sure.
As comparison, now it doesn't, it's not to the standard that they are now, but in its day, I would agree, it was not poorly made.
Full on robot shark.
All right. 909 says, we watched Scream with our 9-year-old this weekend. He was more freaked out when they were making out than anything else, which would probably be a Carter thing as well.
Yeah.
Let's see, 909, my 5-year-old loves scary movies. She already has watched The Conjuring. I don't even like to watch that one. That freaks me out.
What are they doing watching that? Put on Bluey.
Some Peppa Pig, everybody talking with an accent.
Yeah.
626 says the movie Scream is so old and the graphics are not up to date now. That's probably a good movie to start with because it'll be easier to separate that it's fake.
That's what I had said. Start with something older because the graphics now. I'm like, how is that? I was like, that's real. They actually chopped his head off.
No, it's not real.
It looks legit.
It's a Sosa video or Sora video.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
We might have a problem because anytime a sporting event rolls around and we're on opposite sides, we tend to always bet on it.
No. I love how you say we.
We.
I love how you say we.
We.
No, it's you. We. It is you. It is you who always wants to make a bet. I would be so friendly, as Canadian as I am, I would be so friendly as just picking sides. But you're like, let's take it a step further. Let's bet. Let's do something.
And who always agrees to do it?
I do, and who always gets the punishment?
You're part of the problem.
That would be I.
All right. Tonight, game 3 of the World Series. I, of course, are going for my boys in blue, the pretty blue, Dodger blue.
Okay.
Tonight, Anthony is all of a sudden Canadian.
I'm an honorary Canadian for the week. Up until Saturday when game 7 when the Blue Jays win.
Oh, the Dodgers would have won it by then. And I'm so confident that I have put together some punishments, and I know you have too. Would you like to start? I'll be the friendly one.
Oh, well, thank you.
Ladies first.
That's the first I... Oh. Okay, so if the Blue Jays win this thing,
okay,
here's my 3 punishments that you'll get to choose from. One, we're calling Niagara Falls. What I'm going to do is you're going to have to go down to the first floor. I will stand on our 3rd-story balcony, and I will have a couple 5-gallon buckets of water that I will pour on top of you from way up high. Okay, that's number one.
It's good thing we have a heat wave going on this week.
Number two, I know that you dislike pineapple on pizza, but you know where that originated from? You know who created that?
Huh.
Our friends up north in Canada.
They would.
So you will have to take a slice of Canadian bacon pineapple pizza. Not only take a bite, but dip it in maple syrup.
Hold on. The Canadians came up with Hawaiian pizza?
Yes. They're friends.
Okay.
And you'll have to eat that. I'll look into that more and let you know. Third one, since Canadians are so polite, you will have to make a top 10 list of things you really like about me and read them live on air.
Please go for the bucket of water.
See, those aren't that bad.
All right. Here are my three I've come up for you, okay? And they even have special names.
Okie dokie.
Are you ready for this one? First one is called The Taste of Defeat. I get to pick three food items that are either Canadian or Los Angeles inspired, and you have to do a blind taste test.
I would love that. I'd love some street tacos. Why not?
You think I'm going to give you something yummy?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Mr. Hawaiian pizza dipped in maple syrup. The second one I call Kershaw Karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
At an upcoming K-Frog event, you will have to get on stage and sing I Love LA.
I hope it's that one because you know I love singing.
And the last one is called The Walk Off of Shame. You're going to have to rehike Mount Rubidoux, which we just did on Friday, but this time you hold the Dodger flag and you have to wear Dodgers gear.
I'm going to X-nay that one right off the bat.
Well, it's not up to you. It's up to our beautiful K-Frog family.
Why? What?
Yep. Mm-hmm. We're giving the power to the people today.
So we do not get to pick. We're going to put it in the hands of the listeners.
Yeah. Which punishment do you like? You can call or text us 888-431-3764.
We're going hiking again, aren't we?
The World Series just got a little more interesting. Game three taking place tonight. We are going into this series tied up. I, of course, cheering for the Dodgers. Anthony, who doesn't like America, has become a Canadian.
Why do you? And I can't. Look, I won't make it to the end of the World Series. You keep saying that. You're running solo.
You're going for the Blue Jays.
Yes, honorary Canadian for the week, wearing my red shirt, Blue Jays hat today.
So,
cup of syrup here.
I agree with the 714 who texted and says, Anthony is nothing but a bandwagoner.
Look, here's the thing. It's not a bandwagon because I'm done rooting for the Blue Jays after this week. It is more so I dislike L.A.
It is a bandwagon, though, because you're only jumping on their team because they're in the World Series.
I'm only jumping on the bandwagon because I need to make you upset.
All right. Well, we're going to take it a step further because anytime sports is involved, we tend to put a bet on it. So we've come up with three punishments for each other. We're letting the K-Frog family pick what punishment the loser should have to do.
Okay, here are the ones for you if the Jays win. Number one, since Niagara Falls is in Canada, I'm going to dump a few buckets of water on you.
Okay.
Sound good? Cool you off for the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you would have to take a bite of pineapple pizza, which, by the way, that was made in Canada, and dip it in maple syrup. Yum.
Ugh.
Number three, since Canadians are so polite, you have to make a top 10 list for me about things that you like about moi.
You keep talking about Canadians being so polite. When was the last time you went to Canada?
This month? When was the last time I went?
Ever in your life.
I don't know. I'll have to look back at photos.
Okay. Here are my three punishments. The Taste of Defeat. I get to pick three food items that are either Canadian or Los Angeles inspired. You have to do a blind taste test.
Which, no, they can't be Canadian inspired because that would be almost a punishment for you. So it would have to be LA inspired.
No, because your food is so bad, I'm going to make you eat it.
Don't agree.
Number two is Kershaw Karaoke. You would have to sing I Love LA in front of a live crowd at a K-Frog event. And number three is the Walk Off of Shame. You will have to rehike Mount Rubidoux. This time, you hold the flag and you have to be wearing Dodgers gear.
I like the singing one. I like All Eyes on Me, a little more publicity.
Yeah, we know.
We already did the Rubidoux hike. And I was sore as could be. So don't really like that one.
Cheryl in La Habra, what do you think? What's a good punishment?
I have a bone to pick with Mr. Honorary Canadian to speak guy.
Get him.
Oh, yes. Hello, eh?
Get him, girl.
Well, as a Hawaiian, I always wonder who came up with Hawaiian pizza because it wasn't us.
No, it was us. Up north.
Yeah, so hey, can you call it Canadian pizza now?
No. We want you guys to have a hand in it also. That's how friendly we are. We're going to give you credit.
Look, no, you're just trying to be like us. That's what it is.
No. So, Cheryl, are you rooting for the Blue Jays since we have your pizza?
No, I was raised here. My dad and my brother would be rolling in their graves if I did, so it has to be Dodgers. I'm so sorry.
Let's go, Dodgers.
Well, look, I was born and raised here, too, but sometimes you just become an honorary member of another nation.
Yeah, Cheryl likes our country of America, though.
As do I.
Yes, says the guy that's trying to be Canadian.
You can't switch sides like that. No, it's one country. That's it. Sorry.
That's right. USA, Cheryl. Go,
nope,
Dodgers.
No pizza for either of you.
London and Calico, what do you think a good punishment is for the World Series?
I would like to see Anthony sing.
Oh, I would love to sing.
He's got some pipes.
And then Kelly, let's see. What were the options again?
Doesn't matter. Dodgers aren't going to lose.
No, no, no. It was
buckets
of water dumped on her head. She has to eat pineapple pizza with maple syrup, or she has to make a top 10 list of things that she really likes about me.
I think Kelly should have to eat the pizza with pineapple.
And that seems to be overwhelmingly the favorite as far as my punishment. Yours that's taking the lead right now is rehiking Mount Rubidoux. Although the 323 wants to put a different spin on it. They want you to hike up Mount Rubidoux carrying the flag and wearing a blue Speedo.
I mean, it's going to be hot this week.
I can't think we cannot do that one. No.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.